As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Kids are only going to places because of the promise of money, which don't we all?
Like, I mean, good Lord. We're acting like we're all above that.
Right.
If you offer me $4 more, I'll be there tomorrow. Let's
yes.
go.
Yes.
That's fine. Welcome to the latest, greatest episode of What Did I Miss? Today, we are joined by Dan Rubenstein for the first time.
Yes.
On this here podcast, which I'm excited about. Co-host of The Solid Verbal. You do this podcast twice a week, college football.
Yes.
That's a hard-working person.
Four times during the season. Yeah. I'm in this little cave of sadness all the
well,
time.
Well, you say sadness, but the reason we had to have you on is because even though it is June, these men are fighting like some catty bitches, and I am here for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
What is happening? So Jimbo Fisher, I mean, it's all people that I don't root for, so it's just almost like, right. Where do you even look? So Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban, they threw Dion in there. Lane Kiffin's got his 2 cents. Mm-hmm. Where are we on the soap opera right now?
It's died down a little bit. They had meetings in Destin, SEC meetings in Destin, to talk about boring things like rules and changes to conference structure, things like that. But what happened was super entertaining, and we can dive a little deeper because college football has always been kind of insane. Like, there's no rules to college football in the way that there are rules to other major sports, and it got too big, and it's really just a pro sport under the guise of being associated with colleges. And now kids can just leave and go to other schools without penalty, and they can make money, but not from the schools. Like, it's fully insane. And what has happened is college football has always been run by coaches, right? The coaches are the constant. Kids come in and out, but like, the coaches are larger than life. The salaries keep going up and up and up, and they, you know, keep having more and more power. And they're essentially GMs because they're recruiting all year long.
Right.
So it's basically like an NFL draft, an NBA draft that never stops. And so the smart thing to do as a rule is, why, if you're asking yourself, why is this thing happening in college football? Why are these coaches saying this thing? It's always recruiting. It's always recruiting. They're always competing. And so what's happened now is coaches have lost some power. Coaches have lost power because kids can say, I don't want to go to this school anymore. Mm-hmm. Or I like being here, but I'm going to dip my toe in the transfer portal to see if somebody makes me an offer, an NIL offer. So name, image, and likeness. So Nick Saban directly accused Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher of only acquiring the recruiting class they acquired, which is the greatest of all time. And people in Texas know Texas A&M has never won. They've never won anything. And so Nick Saban's allusion was that Texas A&M did things in a shady way, but it's all legal now. And so sort of, they had a great class, but didn't really deserve it because the kids only went to A&M because of the promise of money. And Jimbo took offense to that because that's basically saying Texas A&M is nothing without the promise of money. And Jimbo Fisher's not a good enough coach to attract a number one class. And so, and they have the drama of being old colleagues. They coach together.
Yes.
And so there's this whole thing, the background of no Saban assistant has ever beaten Saban until last year, when Jimbo beat Saban, Texas A&M beat Alabama, and of course Nick Saban lost to Kirby Smart in the national championship game, also a former assistant. So there's this weird intermingling of rule changes, and all these coaches are like, I'm not sure if this is a good thing. And then Texas A&M fully took advantage, allegedly. And Nick Saban has always been the guy who has said, I don't know if this is good for the sport, but if this is the rule, I'm going to use it to crush all of you. So that's what happened.
I mean, I love it so much. Okay, so the Jimbo, let's just break this down. The Jimbo yeah. Fisher side of it, are they wrong in saying that that's how he got his class and that hurt his feelings?
Right.
Or is it just straight ego? Because it can, both things can be right, right?
Sure.
Like you could be offended because you think you were being attacked, but also you did get them that way.
Right. So there's supposed to be a separation. And I assume there is some sort of in name only separation between the boosters and the program themselves. So what has happened is the rule, the NIL rules in place are supposed to, like the spirit of them is like, hey, if you're a famous dude on campus and you have 87,000 Instagram followers, you can take money from like a company who sells hoodies, or you can do autograph signings at a car dealership. What's happened though is a bunch of boosters at a bunch of different schools have gotten together and pooled their money and just given it to players, high profile recruits, under the guise of, we now own your name, image, and likeness rights. So they're called collectives. So here's the really fun part. Here's the fun part for everybody except for head coaches and potentially players and their families. One, it gives boosters more power, because the boosters are pooling their money and they're saying, okay, here's where we're giving, you know, we're spending on a quarterback, we're spending on this five-star offensive lineman, whatever.
Jeez.
And so instead of, and it's still insane that the purpose of NIL is like, we're not going to pay players, but like if a guy who's a huge Tennessee fan who owns a dry cleaning chain wants to pay them, cool.
Yes.
So they're offloading that. And so what happens now is if you're a booster and you decide to spend $3 million, you're not donating it to the school anymore. You're donating it to a collective. So now it's a harder job for coaches and for athletic directors who are not getting as much money, because if you're a booster, you might as well just like go directly to the source and get the best players. And now that makes boosters, who are just rich guys and gals who like college football, de facto general managers and owners of college football programs. Because if they're spending millions of dollars on a quarterback and he's not starting, they're like, well, why is he not starting? We're paying all this money. And if they're the ones funding these collectives, they hold all the power. And now coaches are suddenly answering to boosters even more than they already were. Insane.
It just feels very like Friday Night Lights,
yes,
like
totally.
Johnny B. Goode, just crappy. And
yep.
It's just the lesser of the two evils kind of vibe. But
yep.
Okay. So is this a simple case of, I mean, it's a very wild, wild West kind of feel. Did they just, I think we were obviously due, and I think I'm in the majority when I say we were due for something. Like these kids were due something.
Totally.
But was it a case of we made this big giant change and we didn't actually go through the pros and cons and what could happen and maybe have something in place to fight that? Did they just not think ahead at all?
Definitely. So what has happened is TV money has been going through the roof for quite some time now. And along the way, the NCAA, who kind of just exists to enforce rules unless it's a big enough school, then they kind of look the other way. Like there's, you know, there's the realities of college football and major college football and TV deals, but nothing ever happened. All along the way, the NCAA has fought this to the Supreme Court. They've spent tens of millions of dollars fighting the ability of players to get paid under the guise of amateurism, which is its own, like the term amateurism is a joke. It was to avoid workers' compensation essentially decades ago. And so what happens now is the NCAA ignored it for long enough, the conferences ignored it for long enough, and the TV money kept going through the roof because, as we all know, the real money in TV is in live events. And so sports and the sports money associated with it just is millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars. And the players, and it's a more complicated issue than just like paying the players or not paying the players because of Title IX, for instance. Like sports for women need to be funded as much for sports for men. And mm-hmm. so if you start paying men, that's more revenue, and then you should definitely pay women, obviously. But it's the complicating factor of where is this money coming from long term. And so schools kept spending money on other things, like they have these palatial facilities and weight rooms and lounges and things like that, but players weren't getting paid. Now, which players have value? Okay, that's a conversation, right? Like the famous quarterback, the whatever. But at the same time, you then have issues of, well, these players are getting paid, but some other players in the locker room are not getting paid. Oof. And so it was really just the NCAA and college football as a whole. And it's also weird to say college football because there is no college football. There's no governing body. There's no right. like commissioner. There's no like board of governors. There are no off-season meetings in the same way that like, okay, these 12 people run the sport. And so there's nobody in charge. Nobody ever like got together to say like, okay, there's so much money here. We need to let the players gradually get theirs. And then with everything happening, players can now transfer freely, whereas they had to stay out a year before unless they had graduated. So essentially everything eventually blew up in the faces of college football power brokers. And finally, players, and it is a weird thing because you're happy for the players, you're happy for the freedoms that they now have. It's a lot more difficult to follow the sport, right? Because 100 quarterbacks are on the move. And right. a new coach goes somewhere and he says, well, this team isn't good enough. And he goes into the transfer portal and he brings in 30 new kids. So it's harder as a fan to follow. It's harder to follow the national sport at large. But at the same time, this has been building up forever and ever. And it's finally blown up in everybody's faces.
Do you think, I mean, I don't know how you put the toothpaste back in, but yeah. Are you expecting any, or is it even realistic at this point, any changes?
There are scheduling changes that could happen with the transfer portal and be more specific about windows in which you can or can't transfer. And the NCAA is trying to be more aggressive about collectives and booster involvement because boosters aren't technically allowed to interface with players and their families.
Right.
But then the collectives hire a nonpartisan non-booster to run the collective. And then there's conversations with people within the athletic department. It's a whole thing where the sport has never been organized. And so we can sit and ask and have like an actual conversation about how things could be fixed. And like Lane Kiffin suggested a salary cap, which, okay, that's fine. But who's representing the players in negotiations in the way that like the NBA has a union, baseball players have a union. And that all makes sense. College football players are in and out in 1, 2, 3, 4 years.
Right.
And so there's no consistency there. And so if you are going to have a salary cap, are we dealing with these kids as employees? And there are so many financial and structural hurdles that we're probably going to a place where the sport will just fully reorganize when TV deals are up. And there are already and have always been haves and have-nots. But I think we're due for that. We're like 40 schools are playing one sport and 90 schools on the FBS level, they're playing another sport. So to me, the Wild Westiness, definitely English, is a feature, not a bug, right? That like, this is what college football is. It's always insane. If you're not a fan, don't watch it. It's cool.
Right.
And I think most people who like the sport are the same people who like all sports. They turn it on when a game is on and they go hang out with their family and go out to dinner when the game's over. If you went to a school, you watch your school's game and that's that. Not a lot of people, I don't think, are on message boards and are listening to college football podcasts in May and are as insane and intense, but there is that subset. I just think we are heading to that point where just a school that is in Missouri or a school that is in Wisconsin or something like that, that isn't one of the huge schools, it's just like we don't have the money. We don't have the ability. We don't have the booster network to pay players. We just don't have it. And so then there will be like an A-League, a Premier League kind of thing in different tiers. So it's fascinating. But that's why, to go back to the original thing, that's why Jimbo and Nick Saban are bickering, because they're losing power and they're college football coaches. They're both full of shit. They love talking shit. They love everything.
Totally,
and so this is where we are. It's great.
I found, for me, it was fascinating because I feel like nobody in this world has an empty closet. Like, there's definitely totally. Stuff going on all the time. And so for me, it was eye-opening, really. And I sort of, whoa, interesting. When they start bringing in other, like when you bring in Deion Sanders, I'm like,
yes.
Like, where's Dabo? So I keep waiting for Dabo to get dropped in. Yep. I'm like, when is all this coming? Because nobody's clean. And now all of a sudden the rules are completely different. And so it's the ego and all that. Do you expect more of this sort of off the field drama between the coaches?
Yes. And that's partially because of the portal. So the receiver who won the Biletnikoff Award, so the top receiver in the nation, he was at Pitt, lost his quarterback to the draft, lost his offensive coordinator to Nebraska, got, you know, his salary doubled, whatever. Good for him. So Jordan Addison, this receiver, was like, screw it. I'm looking around. I'm going to see what the best situation is for me, just like my coach and my receiver's coach. His receiver's coach went to Texas, and he ended up at USC, and which is wild, right? He's a crazy successful receiver. He'll be a first-round pick, and he just decided to leave his school for a better opportunity. And so then you have the Pitt coach saying he was tampered with. The USC coaches or people representing USC tampered with, you know, Jordan Addison. Of course they did.
It's like, it's right there.
Yes. And so the comparison I made on the show was, yes, it seems shady to tell somebody, look, is Marissa still with John? You don't know? Well, if there were a world in which they weren't together, I might be interested. Except in that case, it might be a USC coach talking to the kid's high school coach or something like that. And so that's happening all over the place. You'll see it after games where, like, players will talk after games. Not unlike, you know, the Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, like, we could use you if you're interested.
Just saying, we're here.
We're here, and everybody's a free agent at all times. And so you're going to have the inter-coach arguments over, like, you are shady, you recruited my player. That goes against, like, the accepted norms of the sport. So the Deion Sanders thing is interesting because he was able to secure the talents of the best player in the country to a very small,
crazy
HBCU. And so there was the assumption that they were able to attract him with the promise of NIL money. Deion Sanders, in some way, I think, is associated with Barstool Sports. And so they were going to do some sort of deal or something. I don't know the details of whether that's or not come to fruition, but that's where you get like the lobs being thrown that kids are only going to places because of the promise of money, which don't we all?
Like, I mean, good Lord. We're acting like we're all above that. If you offer me $4 more, I'll be there tomorrow. Let's go.
Yes, exactly. And so what also happens is you talk about like the skeletons and nobody's closet is clean. It's just like, okay, well, what does that mean? Right? Like that means a player's grandmother got $10,000 for upgrades on her house. Or does that mean a church got money? Does that mean a kid's tires got replaced because they were flat? Like the actual dirtiness of the sport is basically people making money because of their market value. And so it had to be under the table before, and now it's more above board, albeit insanely so.
Insanely, and just overnight went crazy. I have one question about the kid and Deion Sanders. So let's just say, okay, yes, I'm going to assume now everybody's going everywhere because it was the best financial offer and what have you. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, if you're going to Jackson State, are you not sort of minimizing your national audience and therefore your future in the NFL might not be quite as, like, how does that work? Is he taking a chance on that?
He is on a certain level, right? The competition isn't going to be as good, but also I don't think a lot of people feel like if Deion Sanders continues to be a good coach that he's long for Jackson State, right?
Okay.
That I think a lot of kids in this era, and if you talk to people who cover recruiting, look at their commitment as a 1 to 2 year commitment before they enter the portal once again for their final year or two. And so I think the assumption is not that he'll leave necessarily, but that because these are year to year deals now, or year to year opportunities where, okay, if Deion leaves, I'll take off. Okay, if I don't like it here, I can always leave in a year. I can always leave in 2 years. And so I think he'll still be so talented and he'll still have the opportunity, be it with game tape, be it with the combine, be it with interviews. Mm. If he's great, we see small school kids get taken, you know, in the first round all the time because it's easy to see everybody. Everybody has right. HD film. Everybody has YouTube. And it's the same for recruiting. So if he's great at Jackson State, there's always going to be an NFL team who sees the promise and the potential, even if he didn't. You know, Khalil Mack played at Buffalo. He didn't play anybody. He had an amazing game against Ohio State and was taken in the first round. And so if you're good, the NFL will find you, especially if you're a former number one recruit.
Before, I know we have a game that's facing us that you and I are both going to walk into blindly, but I do want to ask Pac-12.
Sure.
So Pac-12 made a big change, right, as far as the championship. What exactly did they change? How?
So the best two teams in terms of winning percentage are now going to play instead of the winners of the North and South division. They're still organized with North and South, and the schedule is still what the schedule is going to be for the short term. But everybody else, you win your division, even if it's way worse. You get to the championship game and the ability to go to a huge game. So the ACC specifically is a conference. They proposed it, but it didn't pass a few years ago, that Clemson and Florida State are on one side, and Clemson would keep winning its side, and they would play a 7-5 team, a 6-6 team. And so like the ACC had a run of like seven teams in 7 years from the Coastal Division making to the championship game. And just a ton of blowouts. They weren't good. The Big 12 does this because they only have 10 teams at the moment. So it's round robin and the best two teams play. But yeah, the Pac-12, when the NCAA said you no longer have to like organize it by division, the championship game decided, cool, we'll have the best two teams play.
Perfect.
And it makes for better TV to have good teams play.
What? See, don't you like it when something that just makes good damn sense
yep.
is finally implemented? Like, yes, that was always supposed to be the answer to this.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton there. There's a ton about the sport that makes like people schedule games like 15 years in advance, and it like haunts you to say like, okay, I'm an Oregon fan and they're playing, you know, Texas or whatever in 2038. And then you start doing the math about how old you're going to be in 2038. And you're like, I might have grandchildren by
the time
this game
is played. Hell, if we're even here in 2038, we're
human race. If the human race continues to exist, it will be watching Oregon, Texas, and microchips in their
that
brains.
That stresses me. By the way, that's like the friend that like plans a vacation 4 years out. You're like, No. There's no world in which we do that.
No,
just
absolutely
month
not.
By month. Let's just do month by month.
Month by month. Live for the day. And that's why don't diet. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
The
Eat
nuclear.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Just, you know, why not have a burger? Why not have a second helping of fries? It's all on the table at any given moment.
Thank you. Wow. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And then Paige is going to come in here. And we're just trusting her. We're going to trust Paige. Next segment.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so we have a game. We just spent some time talking about the NIL, name, image, likeness. So we're going to play a game called What's in a Name, Image, Likeness, paren, image, likeness. And how this game works is I'm going to alternate between you two. I'm going to give you an actual name of a player who has recently been in the college football scene, and you have, let's say, 10 seconds to tell me which brand should give this player a deal.
Ooh.
Okay? Ooh. You could go word association.
A real brand or like, okay.
Real brand.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah, we're now agents. We are trying to get these kids some deals because they can do that now. We love that for them. We're supporting it.
Yes.
And this is how we're going to go. Okay?
I like this.
Great.
Okay. Beads, we'll start with you. So once again, I will tell you, I can't stress this enough, these are real names of real players from real schools. You tell me
Fair.
Which brand?
Oh, this is gonna be
what
good.
Brand should make a deal? Okay, here we go. Here's the first one for Beetle.
Okay, got it.
Tank Bigsby.
Tank Bigsby. He should do an NIL deal with. Oh, I think he should do one with the new H2, H3 electric version. It is sort of the civilian version of a tank. Maybe perhaps they even do a special edition of one of these vehicles in his name and likeness.
I like it.
And I think because it's such a big company, money-wise, it would be a very lucrative deal for Mr. Bigsby.
That's pretty good.
I think it's also worth mentioning that if any of these brands do these deals, we do require just like a
100%.
20% cut.
A taste.
But I couldn't remember who owns Hummer. Is it Chevy?
I
feel like it's Chevy now.
I have no idea.
It's like two companies, but.
Do I weigh in on this one or do I go to the next one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to give you another one, Dan.
Okay,
because I was going to say
sure.
Hanes.
Sure, weigh in. Who's yours?
I was going to say either Hanes for tank tops. Sort of an undershirt. Maybe you go,
yes.
I don't know if Lululemon or something more premium makes a men's tank undergarment situation.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Also, wild card, Tank of America. And go to the bank. This is where I spend my money. This is where I keep my money. Responsible financial decisions.
The commercial makes itself.
Exactly.
Yes. That's brilliant. Okay, I like that. By the way, it's GMC before anybody says.
Okay.
Yeah, there was someone listening in their car just screaming GMC out there.
I know. That's why
okay,
I want to get
good
ahead
call,
of it.
Dan. We'll hear from both of you on each of them, but we'll start alternating.
I like that.
We're making a
yeah,
step
I want, on the I want Beetle weighing in on mine, too. Yeah.
Okay, great. So, and we're going to shorten this to 5 seconds instead of 10 seconds. You guys don't need that much time. Here we go.
Okay.
Dan, which brand should reach out to one General Booty?
Okay. So my
too
mind
many.
Goes to Spanx. I don't know if man spanks are a thing. Hopefully they are, because everybody could use a little bit of
smoothing.
Amen. Amen, sister.
I would all my backup is Gold Bond. How about that?
Everybody, I like that.
Everybody but deserves forward. A dry situation. With
this guy, I gotta be honest with you. If I'm his agent, I'm there's 75 things going on right now. We've got dude wipes
of course.
For the booty.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We've got pirate's booty.
Mm-hmm.
We've got general like insurance, that. Maybe team up with Shaq. Like, I feel like there's this guy. I mean, if this guy's not a multi-millionaire already, I don't know who somebody's failing him. Failing him.
I was gonna
yeah,
ask
there's
if
a lot
there
going
was,
on there.
Is there an anesthesia company? Is that too insane?
General Booty?
General
that's
Booty.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
okay.
Oklahoma.
And his like long line of football booties, to be clear.
It's fantastic.
John David and Josh Booty.
That's
also
right.
Notable booties.
Yeah.
Oh, there's got, yeah. General Booty.
Different
booties.
Podcast.
I love it so
okay.
much.
Okay. Beads.
Okay. We're making
which
people rich.
Which brand should reach out to from Tulane, Fat Watts?
Woo!
That's
P-H-A-T. Watts.
W-A-T-T-S. Fat Watts.
Pretty hot and tempting. Yep.
Got this one. First of all, as far as names go, wow. Yes, wow. This one's hard for me. Shit. Fat Watts. Well, Watts obviously is a light bulb, like a GE connection.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So we're gonna just take that one and run unlimited funds. I think that could pay off. What I really want to do is make sure we nail the fat portion of this because I don't want to mess that up.
Yep.
Pretty hot and tempting. I mean, there's something to do with Pillsbury or some sort of like pie, hot piping. That's sort of where my brain's going right now. I don't know. Dan, I feel like you went, yup, like right away. What
yes.
do you have?
Oh man, there's so much to choose from. Okay, so you go pretty hot and tempting, Louisiana connection, you got Popeyes, right?
Delicious. Okay,
my name
yes.
is Fat Watts, I know pretty hot and tempting, and what is more hot and tempting than a fresh Popeyes chicken sandwich?
Mm, yep.
You could flip it and do like a Nutrisystem Jenny Craig. Feeling a little too fat?
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch our weight together. Let me help you and let me be that. I don't know what position Fat Watts plays. I think the Watts thing you nailed with the light bulb thing. That's great. You shine like I shine on the field
yes.
and off.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what's great about that? Built-in sort of like worrying about the climate and all that because they're always going to have these built-in resources and they're going to want to do commercials where they're, yeah, and he's just going to be ahead of the curve just based on his name alone. If
wild card, Whataburger.
Yeah, that's true. Do some regional stuff. if he plays down here.
I don't know
if
Whataburger is in Louisiana, but
I don't know. I mean, I only know Texas, so maybe. Yeah. But that's all right. He could play for, you know, Houston, Dallas. Definitely
sure.
Crank out some Whataburger.
Fat Watts.
That works. Yeah, that works.
I like it.
All right, Dan.
Hit me.
What about our main guy, our number one, Brodarius Ham?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, first of all, not only do I know who Brodarius Ham is, Brodarius Ham, I think, plays with Tank Bigsby, or at least played with Tank Bigsby.
My brain's exploding,
Auburn.
Dan. It's exploding.
And when I discovered that last year, that an offensive lineman named Ham and the running back named Tank were playing together to combine forces to become the Ham Tank, you better believe the tingles started electrifying in my brain. The Ham Tank.
Yeah.
Your honey baked ham, obviously.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know Christmas brands per se with ham, but it writes itself. You go to, you know, Cracker Barrel has a ham situation.
I think that
writes itself, especially because I think he's a larger individual. They are like, look, my name's Ham and I know ham.
I mean, I could also see Arby's doing a campaign with We Got the Meats and the Ham.
Mm-hmm.
And he just comes out and like, yeah, like this. So where I'm Brodarius.
Brodarius, yeah.
Are we missing something obvious there?
Well, there are a lot of letters to Brodarius. I don't know if there's some tie in with Miriam and or Webster.
What's their budget on?
First of all, I don't even know if there are two people.
I don't know if it's
somebody named Merriam-Webster, or if we've never known. Two friends came together.
It's like a law firm situation.
Yeah. Just,
we accepted
it's
it.
It's actually much longer than Merriam-Webster. It's like Merriam-Webster, Webster and Webster, but they shortened it for the Webster.
Generations.
Just over lunch, they both decided, I'm really into words. Should we do something about this?
Yeah.
Okay, I just think rum ham. Like, maybe he does, like, a rum ham, a special rum ham episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And he could, like, if he wants to be an actor maybe in his future.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, somehow he turns that into something. Rum ham is one of the greatest moments in that show's history.
Rum ham. Yeah.
That's all
it's
I
like
have
sloppy
for that.
Steaks.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Rum ham.
Okay. How about Beads Bumper Pool?
Excuse me? Good one.
That's a human's name?
Arkansas.
Bumper Pool.
I'm sorry, do Key and Peele, are they going to do just a one-off segment based on all of it?
It's too real. The joke became too real.
To be quite honest, like there's so
much.
Many.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Bumper
I'm really proud of these
Pool.
People. These men.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it goes without saying, cause I think we're just, or at least I am, I'm shooting to national campaigns right away, but I need to sort of embrace the local, because in every local area, you're going to have a pool company, you're going to have mechanics, you're going to have car dealerships. So those are the easies, right? But Bumper Pool, nationally, I'm having a bit of a hard time because I don't know that there are national companies that specialize in things like that.
Well, there's Leslie's Pool Supply.
Is that national?
I think that's national.
Okay, so there
it's
you
in
go.
California. I think I don't know where else it is. Oh no, it is because I have a friend. My friend Seth worked at Leslie's Pool Supply and spent his whole summer practicing dunks in the store. So
one, there's definitely one here because there's one right next to X. All right, so Leslie's Pool, that's done. Bumper, it's maybe like a bowling, sort of a bowling alley campaign for kids, like anti-bullying, learn how to bowl. I just, if you throw anti-bullying in, people will eat it up. So that's kind of where we are as a society right now. But yeah, that Bumper Pool's a real person's name. That is fan-freaking-tastic.
I mean, you do water park, right? A local Six Flags or something.
Yeah.
The pool. Bumper, I think.
Or even Disney World. Disney World or Disneyland might have something that, or any of, what is it? Knott's Berry Farm. There's so many of these damn amusement parks where people go for some reason I can't figure out. But yeah, like there's that. Okay.
Is there anything with like a like auto body with avoiding bumps and
it's gotta be.
Maybe go karting.
Like Caliber Collision, is that national? I feel like I've seen
Never
that everywhere.
Heard of it.
Damn
what
it. Okay,
that?
Fine.
I was
or
going
billiards.
For like swim spa.
If you go the
billiards.
Other way.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Oh. Okay.
I like that.
Billiards is big.
Yeah.
All right.
That could
Dan.
Be something. That's local.
Was it Brunswick? Brunswick makes the pool tables, right? Oh, there's like a big one there. Okay, fair enough.
Hit me.
We're on it.
All right, Dan, this is
We're
a weird one.
We're fixing the world.
Well, no, what am I saying weird for? All these names are iconic. Here is a name that is from San Diego State, New Zealand Williams.
Mm. Is new his first name, Zealand middle?
I'm not
entirely
sure.
Or is it one
sure.
word, or how are we doing it?
It is separate, New Zealand? Like the country.
Okay, so the problem here is I can't imagine like a board of tourism investing, the New Zealand board of tourism investing in an American athlete. And where does New Zealand Williams play? Where did you say?
San Diego State.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Well, at least that's an easier flight, San Diego, to somewhere, to Christchurch or somewhere in New Zealand.
Yeah, right? Like, okay.
New Zealand Williams.
I mean, Qantas, do you do a Qantas thing? Can you do that? Or is it only Australian and they're going to be offended?
That I don't know. I don't know who flies to New Zealand.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I feel like they would. Okay, let me see.
Zealand.
He's a very serious young man. I'm looking at his picture right
Our
now.
Our producer, Kara, just texted me maybe an idea for, I assume, New Zealand's father, Sherwin. Sherwin Williams.
Mmm. Sure.
Hey, or, we can make that work.
Here it is. Here it is. Is there some sort of kiwi growers association?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm New Zealand, and if anybody knows kiwis, it's me, your buddy, NZ Williams.
Okay, so there is an Air New Zealand, and let's not forget how much money Turkish Airlines paid Kobe Bryant back in the day. Some of these airlines are not messing around. They are a member of the Star Alliance, which tells me it's a pretty, they're going to have some cash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if he has any interest in traveling to New Zealand and what have you, but
I do.
I would. Yeah.
I lived there.
You put me first class, 777, I'm in. Of course you did. Is that where you did your tours?
Yeah.
Outdoor trips of camping.
It is. Yeah, yeah. You're rafting.
So,
yeah.
You're rafting. Okay. That's a fantastic name. These names are out of this world. I have no idea how to process.
Flight of the Conchords. Do they still tour?
I want them to.
I don't know. I think they just write stuff now.
No, but I guarantee you they're due for a nostalgia thing at some point. I know they're all successful, whatever, but
I've seen them. They're great live.
It's coming. Oh, we took a break. I'm sorry. We're just like.
Yes. We're going to do a quick break and I'll come back with our last three and we'll wrap this up.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Where do we leave off?
We have three more, which I think are fun ones. All right, we'll start with Dan. What do we have for Mr. Fish McWilliams?
Ooh. Oh, well, with the fish and the Mc, you're going to McDonald's and you're doing the fish fillet. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Dare I think outside the box with you for a minute, Mr. Rumacine? That's the easy. But what if one of the competitors came in with a double check and said, hey, and then sort of mocked his name and, oh, you'd think he'd be with these guys, but we're so awesome. He came with us, like Wendy's or whoever, Burger King. That seems to be a good competitor.
As we all know, the limitless pockets of Mr. Long Jonathan Silver.
Always looking for the next thing.
Yep. The always...
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nothing like driving by a Long John Silver and saying to yourself, huh. I wonder.
Little known fact, my first quote unquote dinner with a boy, which was not a date because I think we were in the fifth grade, but he was my friend, but whatever.
Sure.
My parents seem to think of saying, was Troy Heifecker, and his mom took us to a Long John Silver.
And how did it go?
Yeah. I just only remember those little hush puppies. That's all I really remember. Yeah, wow. That's it. But we are not married to this day, so clearly, I couldn't tell you where Troy Heifecker is.
Had you gone and eaten fish fillets, who knows where you could be. Fish McWilliams. Also, so you could do aquariums. You could go a lot of different directions.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You could do the band fish, although I don't know if there's a big crossover with college kids.
Maybe.
I've dated them both.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, fish fair. Is a tricky world to enter into.
Gym fans.
I don't recommend it.
Yeah. Fish McWilliams. Yeah, they have those crazy aquarium companies. Like, I think Discovery Channel mm-hmm. has a show. Like, they're insane. Anything, Board of Tourism for any one of these places with, like, Baltimore's got a really pretty aquarium thing going on. Like, one of those places, depending on where he plays, of course. But, yeah, fish is good.
What about, like, a Bass Pro Shops kind of situation?
Now
rods
that is
reels,
a Venn diagram that's a perfect
circle. Bottomless pockets.
That's not bad with college football.
That's actually
a lot of crossover.
That's the best one we've had all day, Dan. Hold on, I'm gonna write it down. Thank you.
All right, beads.
Yeah.
What about from Wyoming, Mr. Buck Coors?
Buck Coors. Well, yes, that's again, you go with the obvious, or a smart competitor comes in, triples the salary. You do some sort of fun play on that. Buck. I obviously am a big fan of Buck Hunter. So the video gaming world could come back in that. We can also go Cabela's. If they're hunting, I think that's the Venn diagram we just talked about. Same thing, sort of. Yeah, $2 Chuck. Maybe if we're into Trader Joe's. If Trader Joe's wants to throw its hat in the ring, although that's a
big
weird
Trader
one
Joe's wine and Wyoming football crossover. Yeah.
That's
shout
what
out
I was thinking.
Charles
I was like,
Shaw. Yeah.
Well done, ladies and gents. Well done. Yeah, Buck Coors is Buck Coors.
What about Buck Coors. Like, see, the problem is I don't think it's local to Wyoming, but it's local to where Michelle is. You got Buc-ee's. You got the rest stops all over.
Duh.
And that's football-y.
You know what? Is that coming? Like, should that be
so
national at some point?
It's in Florida and maybe Tennessee now. It's expanding slowly.
I think some of the Carolinas as well.
Okay.
If they make it worth his while, he'll just enter the transfer portal, move to one of those states, go to college in one of those states. Boom, done. Buc-ee's has also deep pockets, obviously. There's 400 gas, whatever. I can't even think of the word. What is the word? Gas pumps.
Rest stop pumps.
At every single one. It's mind blowing. I'd never seen one before. It was ridiculous.
I have a Buc-ee's shirt somewhere here, and I didn't wear it, and I should
collectors.
Have.
Collector's
come
item.
On, man.
Shout out
come
Temple,
on.
Texas.
All right, last one for you both. Storm Duck. From the University of North Carolina.
This is ridiculous.
So Beatles, her show. You go.
Wait, what? No, I. Okay.
Is this me or I wasn't?
No, Dan, it's you. It's you.
Oh, this is me.
Dan.
Okay. Storm so you've got gutters. You know that would be. You know the lucrative gutter industry.
You've got gutters.
Big gutter is.
Yeah.
Sponsoring
you got big
Storm
gutter.
Duck.
They've been laying low in the weeds, waiting for the right kid to come around.
There he is. He's got a great face. All right.
Weatherproofing companies for your your decks, perhaps. Storm duck. I mean, duck. I mean, he should just go to like the University of Oregon at this point,
right?
Fully take advantage. Are there duck calls? I mean, that's like your Cabela's again. Your
again,
Bass Pro
again.
Shops hunting gear.
Duck hunt. Duck they should
tape.
Do a nostalgia edition
tape?
Of that.
Windshield wiper
you
companies.
You could make a change on that.
Pet
he should
boys.
Also, an animation company should come through because Storm Duck sounds like a cool character. So maybe a Disney or somebody.
Warner,
I don't know. Brother. Yeah, something.
Storm
Duck. The perfect storm. Boats.
Rain slickers. Umbrellas.
Yeah. Like
a totes. Does totes have deep pockets?
They might.
They make umbrellas.
Maybe.
What about those rain boots that everybody has?
Yeah.
Hunter boots. Maybe there's
or
a little
boots.
Deal to be done there.
L.L. Bean.
Duck are boots.
That... Oh, L.L. Bean. Can't believe you didn't say that
duck
first.
Duck tours? Page. Is it duck boats? Is that a thing in like Boston?
Oh, duck boats. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, oh, here's the wild card. Duct tape. But it's D-U-C-T, obviously. But I don't know. I don't know. Let's
but
work
duck,
together and figure
duck
out.
Duck with a K tape duct is a brand of duct tape.
There it is. Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I would never know that.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of genius.
Isn't there an alcohol that has duck in it? Like some gross alcohol that's cheap or something? Something duck?
Likely. There's.
Yeah,
I know there's El Pato like salsa.
Ooh,
so
that
then
sounds
you're
delicious.
Crossover audience.
Wow.
I think every one of these kids should at the very minimum have some sort of a salsa deal in place.
Yeah.
Because if you can't figure that out, then you're on your own.
It's
there
the
are so many damn good salsas. Yeah, let's get on that. But these names are, I just really need the
I have
rest
a,
of the day.
I have
that's
a bonus.
If
we, I don't know if we have time.
Yes,
well,
let me hear it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, this one's so easy that it's going to blow your mind. There is a current recruit in Southern California, a big dude, an offensive line type, and his name is King Large.
Get out of here.
King Large.
Hell yeah.
How do you look at a baby and know, oh, he's going to be a giant man?
Well, the last name is large. The king
But, like,
is,
how do you know he's... What are the odds he became a giant person?
That's true. Well, I mean, there's some indicators sometimes about, you know, kid size with parents. There's some things you can point to genetically. I admire naming
how
your...
kids work.
Yeah. So,
how does
okay.
it happen?
So when a mommy meets a daddy. So king is ambitious, though. To name your
That's
kid
amazing.
King is... And luckily... He seems like a really good athlete. I think he has offers from big schools. I just came across it accidentally. You mean King's Hawaiian. You've got all sorts of things you can do with that.
Delicious.
Love King's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
King Large. King Cake. Burger King. Like there's, you
see,
know.
That's the thing. The fast food, I feel like that world,
mm-hmm.
you got to go for that world.
King Large. Or like supersizing with King Large at McDonald's.
Ooh,
or
large.
Big and tall. Large. Man.
Big and tall.
Work.
There's so many things.
There's
anybody
so many,
can go
that's
small.
Like an addition.
Go large.
That is like, a good one.
King size bed. So you go to your Serta, Posturepedic, all those.
Yeah, maybe they do a special like addition King Large King.
Just
a
like
King Large,
King Large, you're a king, and you might as well sleep like one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, I mean that's limitless.
Stuff. All
right.
Yes.
Right.
Well,
now I feel bad for the kid whose name is like Chris Smith. Yeah. Good luck with that, Chris.
Right.
You're not getting shit.
F that guy. Here we we're running out of time.
That's
I know
amazing.
We need to wrap up. So here are some of the names we did not get to in
sorry.
Case
okay.
you have some time to fill. We have Big Cat Bryant with a K. Big Cat Bryant. We have Chief Borders.
Okay. Like that.
We have Power Eccles. And then
Newsy.
One I think that we all know from last year's national championship game, but Kool-Aid McKinstry, who did a deal
McKinstry.
With Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Yeah,
who
that's
I think,
like, that's... Hmm.
I think he got a deal. He
did
do a deal with Kool-Aid, which was great for him.
Right? Like, that's like, you're really perfect. Missing something if you don't just crank that one out right away.
But opportunity, high C, missed. That's all.
Yeah.
Because they could have come in with the premium offer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. It's like sitting right there. I would always do that. I would take the one that no one's expecting. All right, Dan, where can everyone find you? Tell them where.
Solidverbal.com will get you to all of the good places for our podcast. And we're launching a new show called Extra Nuggets, which is a game show, which has nothing to do with sports. And
what?
I think you would make for a good guest. We don't actually have guests, but at some point we will. And we'll do live shows and we'll have you. It's me and Adam Amin, voice of the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I love that. Okay.
And we each research a Jeopardy category and do 3 to 5 minutes of research on each correct response. And so one of us takes an academic side and one of us takes sort of a pop culture side. So
amazing.
On any given episode, you'll learn, like, here's a weird thing about Sting. And also, here's a weird thing. Here's how orcas mate. And so it's just, and so the name of the show is Extra Nuggets. Very
easy.
I am
all in on this.
Yes.
This is a fantastic idea. I like learning things in ways that make it fun to learn.
30
that
minutes.
Exactly,
that's all it is.
Exact. That's perfect. It's the perfect number. Of course, we went way over that. Dan Rubenstein, ladies and gentlemen, you know the deal. Check us out on YouTube. Rate, blah, 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 blah. Voicemails, text 631-397-0403, which is rigged now because apparently it's just people who are supporting Paige calling in. But if you want to send her some compliments, that's the number to do it.
Does she
thank you guys. She's rigging it.
Does Paige have like a, in the way that there's like team this or team that, is there like a Paige gang, hashtag Paige gang? Or
it's
like,
it's totally happening.
Team Paige.
It's ridiculous. She's manipulating the audience is what's happening. And I'm onto it. I just haven't figured out how to put a stop to it.
Great.
Guys, this has been awesome. I feel like I feel like we could go get some kids rich is what we're going to do. But we'll be back next week.
Done.
Enjoy the weekend.
Straight cash, homie.
Thanks, everybody.
Toodles.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.